I think all the trials and tribulations of trying to get the stadium ready for the big day are all now behind us, although you can still see there's plenty of work carrying on. But now the excitement's really building, and this is what we've all waited for. It seems forever since that final game at Charlton.
What sort of work has gone in to get the club ready for the Premier League?
My God, do you have an hour? This is, I think I said before, it could be a documentary rather than a statement. It's been a colossal change. The infrastructure of the club, the whole heart of the club has been sort of ripped out in terms of the main stand that used to occupy the first team, their traditional home and the players' lounge where they ate and rested and had recreational facilities is now a state-of-the-art media centre. I'm sure you've experienced that at today's press conference. So we started to have to think we need to get them out of the stand and into what is now this incredible pavilion. We've had to install under-soil heating, so our prize-winning pitch was literally dug up. The heating has gone in and a brand new pitch has been laid, and that's looking absolutely amazing. It stood the test of the one and only game that we had here against Cardiff, and we're now ready to host Aston Villa on Saturday. We've had to change 80 season ticket holder seats to accommodate the media with high definition television. We've had to hardwire the stadium in preparation for worldwide coverage. 32 television gantry points have been installed. Once again, unfortunately, one or two of our season ticket holders have had to move. We've got a facility over on the east stand for our overseas television and press, and the television gantry has been increased by fivefold to take the world's television. And that's just the start of a 10 here. We lost our 3G indoor training pitch and recovery suite to build six soundproof television interview rooms for post-match interviews. The doctor's room is now a drug testing suite. We've had to build two new changing areas for the referees, both male and female. So you wouldn't recognise the shell of, literally, the infrastructure and shell of the club.
It's changed so much. Just to touch on that worldwide TV audience.
Yes.
Are you feeling the effects from that already, even though the games haven't started yet?
It has been an absolute media frenzy during the summer. There's probably not a day gone by where we haven't, and I say the privilege of talking to you and your peers. Worldwide television coverage is now manic. Our games will be shown live. Every single one of our games will be shown live around the world, with the obvious exception of the UK. There's only a selection of the games that will be televised. But at its peak, if we get the 5:30 on Saturday game, 4.4 billion, that is two-thirds of the world's population, will at some stage take our game in. So we are now going to be seen coast to coast across the states. NBC will show every one of our games live, and NBC have been over to do a couple of day documentary with us. That will be shown live in the states prior to Saturday's game, so people will have an understanding of the AFC Bournemouth story and the history instead of tuning in saying, who are these people? So it's the most exciting time to be part of this famous football club.
I think it's going to have a knock-on effect for us here living in this town.
Well, it has to have, and that's what we want. And as long as it's a positive effect, it has to, you know, improve the entire community. As a community club, we have we have so much responsibility in making sure that our work, in particular in the schools, continues. And as a Premier League club, it can be enhanced because everybody wants to have a slice of you. And we're hoping that we can have a greater impact in the community than we've ever had before. But the reports are that we will bring in an additional £100 million worth of income into the town. And if that's not a bonus for everybody, I don't know what is.